أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب
the moral qualities of the prophets, hospitality is a magnificent quality. Where Allah mentions Hazrat Abraham alayhi salatu wasalam in the Holy Quran, Allah has described it thus: فَرَاغَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ فَجَاءَ بِعِجْلٍ سَمِينٍ, that he went immediately to his household and brought a roasted, fatted calf. Hazrat Abraham did not ask his guests whether you have come from a far off place or nearby place, whether or not you are hungry, whether or not you will have meal, but immediately went in his home, got the food prepared, and brought it for them. So this is the moral quality which godly men possess, to serve their guests. And our holy prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whom Allah has declared to comprehend the qualities of all the prophets, who excels all other prophets, he possessed this quality without parallel. Even before prophethood, he possessed this quality to such a level that it impressed others. So you can see that when for the first time the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam received revelation, he came home much perturbed and mentioned his fear to Hazrat Khadija. What a comprehensive reply she gave. It is reported that she said, "By God, it shall not be the way you think. Allah will never humiliate you, for you are kind to your family, are truthful, relieves people's burdens, possess high moral qualities which have become rare, and honor your guests and help the distressed." Which means that the high moral qualities which have vanished from the world, you re-establish them. One of which is hospitality, and Allah loves these moral qualities. So how is it possible that Allah will ruin a man who possesses such qualities? As I said, one of these virtues is hospitality, which is a means for man to attain nearness to Allah and to win His pleasure. I will now present to you a few of the excellent examples that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam set on various occasions in the field of hospitality. Also, how he admonished his followers as to how to carry out hospitality. Whenever a guest came to him, and if he came in, he would offer him whatever was available. Sometimes, if he was having meal, he would informally ask the newcomer to join him. It is reported by Abdul Hamid bin Safi from his father and grandfather that once Suhaib, may Allah be pleased with him, visited the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when the Holy Prophet was about to partake of dates and bread. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Hazrat Suhaib to come near and eat. The reporter says, as Suhaib started eating dates, the Holy Prophet remarked in jest that your eye is sore, yet you are eating dates. So it used to be informal environment. Hazrat Suhaib replied humorously, "O the Messenger of Allah, I am eating from the side of my eye, which is not sore." So you can see how simple and informal environment it was. At times, there were occasions when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was having his meal. Some visitor came. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would invite him to join the Holy Prophet, even if the food was very little. It is reported that once after prayer, a companion accompanied the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the door of his house for some personal business. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went in and brought some food and said, "Let us eat together." The food was so small, a quantity, that the companion says he hesitated. In any case, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "You have come for some personal business." He consulted the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and returned. But you see that whatever was available in the home, he regarded the visitor as a guest and invited him in and said, "Let us eat together." Sometimes the guests came in large number, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to divide them up among his companions. Not just divide all of them to others, but he used to take some with himself. There is a report about such an occasion. Abdullah bin Tuhfa, may Allah be pleased with him, reports that whenever the Holy Prophet received many guests, he would say, "Each one of you should take your guest with you." One evening he received many guests, and so he said, "Each one should take your share of guests with you." Hazrat Abdullah bin Tuhfa says, "I was one of those guests who accompanied the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As he entered his house, he asked Hazrat Aisha, 'Is there any food in the house?' She said, 'Yes, I have huwasa, a kind of food, which I have prepared for you, for your iftar.' She then brought the food in a dish. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ate a little from it and said, 'Recite Bismillah and eat.' We ate without looking at the food. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, 'Aisha, have you anything to drink?' She said, 'Yes, I do have harira drink, which I have prepared for you.' The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked her to bring it, and he put the container to his lips, and after drinking a little, he said, 'Recite Bismillah and start drinking it.' We began to drink it without looking at the drink. We then returned to the mosque, and it is said, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, 'Where would you want to sleep? Would you sleep here or come with me?' And they said, 'We will go to the mosque and sleep there.' So he says that we went to sleep in the mosque, and in the morning the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came in the mosque and was awakening the people. So here in the report where it says that he first drank from the container himself, one should not think that he thought he has the right to drink first. It was because the quantity was very small, and he knew that after touching the drink with his lips, it will be blessed, and with his prayer the food will be sufficient for the guests. Therefore he started it first. And then for the rest of the guests, he said, 'You can go and sleep wherever you want to, wherever you prefer.' And then he woke them up for prayers. With regard to the guests, if you have guests and they are co-religionist, you should remind them of prayer and wake them up in the morning. And that is why we have such arrangements on the Jalsa, so that people can join in prayers. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew how his companions suffer the pangs of hunger, because there were the days of poverty, and the most who suffered hunger was the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. And whenever there was some food available, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with this firm faith that Allah will put blessings because of me in this food, he used to invite his companions and those who were hungry, so that he could also entertain them. It is reported by Hazrat Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, that whenever the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed by the house of my mother Umm Salim, he would come and bid salam to her. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam married Hazrat Zainab bint Jahash, my mother said, "It will be nice if we send a gift to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I agreed. Then my mother prepared a dish called hash with the ingredients of date, butter and cheese and asked me to take it to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When I took it to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asked me to put down the dish and asked me to invite a few people by name and said, tell each one that I am inviting them. I did that, and when I returned, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's house was full of people. I saw that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam put his hand over that food and prayed for some time to bless it. Then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam invited people in batches of 10 who ate from that container. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would ask them to recite Bismillah and then eat only from the side right in front of him. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued to call them in this way till all ate to their fill. So you can see how much care he took that he should invite others, and those who are hungry, they should also be satiated. So this was the way of his hospitality, that he would invite the hungry and the destitute and feed them. Not only that he invited the guests off and on only occasionally, but it sometimes so happened that he may had the guests to stay with him for a long time and made permanent arrangement for their food. Whereas the condition then was that there wasn't enough arrangement at home either. Not only that he made the arrangements for them, but he gave them the control over arranging the food, that after eating you can leave some food for me. It is reported that Hazrat Miqdad reports that I, with my two friends who had our hearing and sight impaired for lack of food, we approached the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they took no notice. Then we went to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he took us in. There were three goats there, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you should milk them, and we used to drink our share and take a share for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he had given the control over arranging the food to them, that you can drink it and then take it to me. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would come in the evening and bid salam, and he would not had such a loud voice to wake everyone else. Only those who were awake would hear him, and then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would go to the mosque and offer his prayers, and we used to bring the milk for him to eat, to drink. One day he says, the reporter says, that I drank all the milk. And when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, there was no milk. But with his blessing, the goat was ready to be milked again. And he then gave it to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "You first, you drink," because they hadn't told him that they had already drank all the milk. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam drank a little and gave the rest to his guests. There is another report which shows this permanent arrangement of hospitality. This is a somewhat longish report. Malik bin Abi Amir, in which he narrates, a man approached Talha bin Ubaidullah and said, "O Abu Muhammad, don't you see that man from Yemen, that is Abu Huraira, who knows most of the hadiths among you? We hear such a hadith from him that we don't hear from you." He said, "There is no doubt about that. Hazrat Abu Huraira has heard talk of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we did not hear. And the reason was that he was poor and possessed nothing, and he stayed there as a guest of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. His hand was always with the hand of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We had owned many houses and were well off, and visited the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam occasionally, sometimes in the morning and sometimes in the evening. And they say that whenever the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam received a gift, he would invite those who were staying in the mosque. This was the level of his hospitality, that he did not ever let the guest feel that the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is watching me as I eat, so that he does not feel ashamed. Sometimes it so happened that when the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was eating with the guest, he will continue to eat a little so that the guest can continue to eat without any embarrassment. Sometimes it so happened that a disbeliever came as a guest and he showed extreme courtesy, but he never let them have any to notice it. And whatever he wanted to eat, and he provided the food for them. It is reported by Hazrat Abu Huraira that a disbeliever stayed as a guest with the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked milk. A goat to be milked, and bring the milk to him, and he drank it all. One by one, he drank milk of seven goats, and next morning he accepted Islam. And then the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked a goat to be milked, and he drank it all. And then he asked milk from another goat, and he did not drink that. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that a believer eats to satisfy one eye, while a disbeliever fills seven eyes. The Holy Prophet did not let the guest feel that it is a free food. He must not eat so much that he upsets tummy. And next day, when he was impressed by this courtesy and became Muslim, and he then realized that the purpose of life is not just to eat and sleep. Within one night, that man of good nature realized this, and because of the courtesy of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his hospitality, he was lighted with the light of Islam and also realized the purpose of one's life. And whatever food then he had was restricted diet, like that of a believer. Hazrat Promised Messiah mentions such an occasion and says that our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam adopted humility. Once a Christian visited the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he welcomed him with humility and served him with great hospitality. He was hungry, and the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam fed him to his fill and gave his quilt to him for the night. During the night, he suffered upset stomach and could not control his loose motion and soiled the bedding. In the morning, he felt deeply embarrassed and slipped away quietly. When the companions reported the incident to the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said he will wash the bedding himself. The companion said, "Why should you take the trouble when we are here to wash it?" The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replied, "He was my guest, so it is my duty," and asked them to bring water and began to washing the bedding. The Christian guest had not gone far when he remembered that he left behind his gold cross, and he returned. As he returned, he saw that the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was himself washing the soiled bedding. He felt ashamed and said if he would never have washed it. So it shows that a man who possesses such selflessness, he must be from God. And then he accepted Islam. So you can see how these examples are which the Holy Prophet ﷺ set for us. When large number of delegation began to arrive, then the Holy Prophet ﷺ used to look after and serve them well. Once he gave a delegation over to the Ansar and said, look after them and serve them well. Next day, the Holy Prophet ﷺ asked a member of this delegation, did your brother serve you well? All said with one voice that they have done their duty of hospitality and have proved to be excellent brothers. They provided us good food and comfortable bedding, and then also taught us the Holy Quran and the practices of Islam. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ was very pleased to hear that. And as it is mentioned in another hadith, that in addition to their material comfort, the Holy Prophet ﷺ also used to pay attention to their spiritual needs. And this is what he taught to his companions also, as it is reported that in the morning he used to wake them up for the morning prayer. Acting on his practice, the companions also used to take care of their material and spiritual food. He once did hospitality of a delegation himself, because he said, when in the beginning the oppressed Muslims in Mecca were suffering, then the people of this tribe had treated Muslims well. In short, he was always looking for such an opportunity, how he could have an opportunity to serve the guests, and the same he advised and urged his followers, and he taught the same methods to his followers and advised them and urged them. For example, it is reported by Hazrat Abu Huraira that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, my tradition also includes the practice that for respect and honor, a host must accompany his guests as far as the gate of his house to bid him farewell. So to bid him farewell, one should come to the outside gate. There is another report, which is reported by Hazrat Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that a traveler came to the Holy Prophet, who sent a message home that whosoever believes in this Allah and the hereafter, he should serve people and respect their guests and speak good words to them. So the hospitality is a mark, is one of the mark of faith. There is another report that you should do your duty, lawful duty, to your guests. And for this he said, at least you should look after him for 24 hours. And in another report he says that you should play host to him for 3 days. This was the influence of his admonition, that the companions, men and women, had sometimes starved themselves and starved their children, and to do their duty of hospitality for their guests. And a similar example is found in the reports, and it is from Hazrat Abu Huraira, that a traveler came to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who sent a message home to send some food. He received the reply that there was nothing in the house that day beside drinking water. The Holy Prophet ﷺ then asked his companions, who will provide food for this guest? One of the Ansar said, I will arrange it. So he went home and asked his wife to make arrangement for the hospitality of the guest of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His wife said, "We have food in the house, just enough for our children." The companion said, "Prepare the food, but when there is time for meal, lure and lull the children to sleep." Then they set the table, and as they sat at the table, as was their plan, his wife got up with an excuse to move the oil lamp, put it out, and continued to make noises of eating in the dark, so that their guests should think that they are also eating. And thus the guests ate to their fill, and the host slept on empty stomach. In the morning, when that Ansar companion visited the Holy Prophet ﷺ, he smiled and said, "Even God laughed at your plan last night." This was the occasion when this verse of the Holy Quran was revealed, that these virtuous and selfless sincere believers give preference to others over themselves. So you can see that how wonderful and splendid are these standards of hospitality. And we see that following his example, the Hazrat promised Messiah alayhi salatu wassalam has also set these high standards of hospitality. And in this connection, he also admonished the Jamaat. Let me read that to you. Addressing his community, Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam said, "According to my principle, when you have a guest and the situation develops even to his use of abusive language, we must tolerate it. For he is not one of our disciples. What right do we have to expect from him courtesy and devotion which we expect from our disciples? We consider it their favor if they talk to us gently." He said, "The Messenger of Allah has said that the visitor has a right on you. I think that if a guest suffers the least distress, it is to be counted as sinful." Because such people who have not yet accepted Ahmadiyyat, they should be respected both for being a guest as well as being a stranger to Ahmadiyyat. Ahmadis know some principles of courtesy, therefore it doesn't mean that you should be harsh to Ahmadis, but their guest is also Ahmadis, but they know the traditions and levels of courtesy of the members, but the strangers don't know. So therefore he said, respect them both for being a guest as well as being a stranger to Ahmadiyyat. There is another report. That like the Holy Prophet ﷺ, His Holiness promised Messiah, commissioned by God, is an excellent and living model of hospitality. Those who have had the opportunity to live much in his company, they know it well, that the least distress of a guest, whether he was in the community or not, used to make Hazrat Promised Messiah restless. For sincere friends, he has much more passion for affection. To show this, we will narrate the following incident. Mia Hidayatullah Sahib, an Ahmadi poet from Lahore, who is a sincere, devoted disciple of Promised Messiah, even in his old age, visited him for a few days in Gurdaspur. Today, he sought permission to leave, but the Promised Messiah said, "What would you do when you go back? You should stay here, and it is full of blessing, and if you have any difficulty, let us know, we will restore it. We will resolve the difficulty." Hazrat Promised Messiah said that, then addressed Jamaat in general and said, "Since there are many guests and it is possible that the organizers may not be aware of someone, Therefore, every sincere Ahmadi should let us know, without formality, whatever things they need. If one purposely hides it, it is sinful. The very principle of Jamaat is informality. Hazrat Promised Messiah then allocated Miyan Adayatullah Sahib specially to Sayyid Sarwar Shah Sahib and asked them to look after it. There were some guests from Assam, and when they stayed in the communal kitchen and the guest house, they were not very happy and returned. When Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam came to know, he was most displeased that why was this done. And immediately that he was hardly wearing his shoes, he rushed out and pursued them while they were going in a horse cart. But Promised Messiah caught up with them by the stream, and he stopped them and brought them back and told the guest to ride the horse cart and I will walk. But the guests felt embarrassed, and they said, we will walk with you. When they came back to Qadian, Promised Messiah stretched his hand to take their luggage down, but the workers there had felt much embarrassed, so they quickly took the luggage. So about their food, since they had come from Assam, Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam made arrangement for their special diet. There is a report from Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Sadiq Sahib. He relates, I remember once I had come to Qadian from Lahore. It was around 1897 or 1898. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam asked me to wait in Masjid Mubarak, which was very small. Then he said, I'll get some food for you. He then went inside and thought he will send some food with some servant. But after a few minutes, when the door opened, I saw that holding a tray, Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam is personally bringing the food for me. And said to me, you have this meal, I'll bring drinking water for you. I was touched, and automatically my eyes shed tears, that if being our leader and imam, he serves us this way, then how much more should we serve one another? Once, because of more guests, there weren't enough bedding, so he gave the last quilt from home and gave it to them, and slept without quilts, and so that the guests should not suffer any inconvenience. Once, as the matter of hospitality was mentioned, Hazrat Promised Messiah said, I always think that a guest should not be troubled. Rather, I continuously urge that as far as possible we should provide comfort to the guest. The heart of the guest is delicate like glass. It can break with a little knock. Previously, I had made an arrangement to have meal together with my guests, but ever since my illness advanced and I had to take a regimen diet, I could not continue that arrangement. At the same time, the number of guests increased so much that we did not have enough room, and so I was forced to have a meal separately. I give permission to everyone to let us know if they have any difficulties. Some people are not well, and then we can make separate arrangement of specific food for them. Once there were many guests, and Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam told Miyan Najmuddin, who was the in charge of communal kitchen, he said, some people you recognize, others you don't, but you should consider all of them honorable and serve them well. It is cold season, winter season, serve them tea and do not let them suffer. I have good faith in you that you provide comfort to the guests. Serve all of them well. If anyone is cold, provide them with firewood and charcoal. So you can see how he urged people to serve guests. May Allah so destine that the good faith which Hazrat Promised Messiah had in his workers is in those who served in hospitality continue even today and continue always. And this, the way Promised Messiah has reminded people to serve as followers, to serve, and the examples of which in this time we see in Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam's time, as were done by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are so that we should do our duty to the hospitality to our guests, as the examples have been set before us. From the next Juma, the Jalsa Sarana of Jamaat Ahmadiyya UK is beginning, and inshallah there will be many guests from abroad, and they will come, and they will come from various parts of UK also, and there are many guests from abroad which have started coming. There are many who will stay with their relatives. Those who are close relatives, they do serve their parents and their brothers, and they must do their duty of hospitality. But sometimes an acquaintance, a friend, or through some introduction, one is accommodated in someone's house, then as always you should follow your traditions and do your duty to serve them. And there are some who stay under Jamaat organization, and it is, the arrangement is mostly done by volunteers, and sometimes there are new members or who are inexperienced, because the new ones start, and sometimes the duties also change. They don't fully grasp the duty of hospitality. Therefore, the organizers must keep a watch on them so that they do not happen to do something which injures their feeling or inconvenience the guests. But those who come from, those who are making the guests stay in their home, and also those guests who stay under Jamaat organization, they must keep in mind that they must never have such an occasions which can injure the feeling of the guests. But those, there will be some local UK people who will come here, and they will only stay one, two or three days and go back. But those who come from abroad after much expense, many of them get their visas after much trouble, and they spend a lot of money. So at least we should serve them for 15 days, and they have the right to be a guest for 15 days, and we do serve them. But those who stay at home, and if the host find it difficult to serve their guest for this length of time, they should give them over to the Jamaat organization so that we can do our duty of hospitality for 15 days. We hope that, as always, all the organizers will take full interest and with full concentration, and will do their duty of hospitality. As Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has said, that whatever good faith I have, may would this always be a mark of the Jamaat. This time the organization of Jalsa is split in two places, because the guests will stay in one place and the Jalsa will take place elsewhere. And the responsibility of some departments will multiply, and the workers should prepare themselves mentally, and they should pay more attention, and they may have to spare more time for their duties. May Allah enable all of us to discharge our duty of hospitality properly for His sake, to all guests who are coming. May Allah enable all of us. Ameen.
साउंड सिस्टम में कोई पहले दिक्कत होती है, आज भी चली जाती है, आज तक ऊंची होती है, आज शुरू में ऊंची कर दिया करें।
الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل